beginning to peel, to lay among the pale stations of maple leaves in a breeze, the ground a soft bedding where wild ginger mingles with cleavers and mayapple and patches so dense it seems the cyclopic blossoms need no light but that which oozes from leaf rot and old nut husks, their hulls upturned as though dragged from moorings by the spring tide, to lay, watching the shadows flicker and sway, letting the oak's hair fall, strand by pollinaceous strand, fall, little ticklers, on the tough meat of our necks, warmer air spilling from the sun-anointed fields, is to feel our stems burn to a vein, lusty pink, selfless with desire somehow, bark beginning to peel, long sclerotic mats. Spores collect in our nooks and cavities, sap like a bleeding outward beneath archipelagos of mold, coal black and crusty. What are our bodies now, if not a spangling of veins, deaf to all vision save the worship of flesh by tongue, eyes even closed, puddles where frogs are swimming and singing and staying alive.